Kayala Faye was delivering BAMR's midday newscast, halfway through a kicker story about Jedi healers conducting medical experiments on Chandrillan younglings, when a peculiar message appeared on her holoprompter. Surrender or die. Decide now. Faye did not hesitate, did not even blink. She simply used the force to send her chair rocketing away from the anchor desk toward the holographic skyline being projected at the rear of the stage. The instant the chair began to tip, she was on her feet, her lightsaber flying into her hand from a holster concealed inside her stylish knee boots. The space her head had just occupied now had a stage light swinging through it. Affixed to the bottom end of a broken support batten, it had crossed the anchor desk and was coming toward her. She ignited her lightsaber and pivoted to the side, cutting the batten at head height to keep the heavy lamp from catching her on the return trip. But there was a broken cable snaking down behind her, and that Faye had no chance to avoid. By the time she identified the hot sizzle rushing through her body as electricity rather than her own danger sense, the cable was wrapping itself around her neck. Its bare end snapped down and caught her just above the heart, pouring so much current into her chest that a smoking hole appeared in her shimmer silk tunic. Fortunately, the relief producer was up to the emergency. She had been called in after the normal production crew had been served a bowl of spoiled Thakatillo, and she was the type who kept her head. She typed a new message into the holoprompter, then activated the studio's PA system and instructed Faye's co-anchor to move to the auxiliary anchor desk. The new anchor, a jowly man with an oversized nose and a baritone voice, looked at the speaker above his head and asked,
"You want me to go on?"
He glanced toward the back of the stage, where Faye's body was still hanging from the cable and continuing to convulse.
"What about Kayala?"
"The MD droid is on his way,"
the relief producer said, a tall, dark-haired woman with a commanding presence. Jedi Master Octa Ramus knew how to take control of a chaotic situation.
"And we still have 4 minutes of newscast to fill. Move. Read."
The anchor jumped up and raced 10 paces to the auxiliary desk, then sat down and began to read from the holoprompter floating above the active cam.
We apologize for the technical difficulties we've just experienced."
His voice returned to its smooth baritone.
"We are sorry to report that BAMR anchorwoman Kayala Faye has suffered an untimely death in a freak accident. The incident occurred only moments ago, during a live holocast in front of billions of viewers."
Octa Ramus removed the sound bud from her ear and tossed it on the mixing console, then turned to her 3 Jedi assistants.
"And that's a wrap," she said. "Let's move on to our next target."